Oh,
Jeez,
man.
The Dons are getting flogged.
Yikes. Zaharakis is playing. Oh, he's playing pretty funny.
What was the point in even saying that?
Because I saw him and he's actually got the most disposals for the Dons, the big Dons.
The Dons are not playing very well, are they?
Zaharakis.
Garbage, in my opinion.
Dylan Scheel, 5 clearances.
Hang on, I'll be back.
12 disposals.
Only 12 disposals.
Mm-hmm.
That's 14.
Ow! Freak.
Caniglio has 18.
Dawson Simpson? Yes or no?
Dawson Simpson. That is a fat no.
Back him in.
Where is he even playing? Oh, he's 28 and 26. He's had 3 touches.
Yep.
23 hitouts.
Ball winners for the St. Kilda Suns game. Braden
Fiorini. Fiorini.
Fiorini.
30.
30. Big 3-0.
And Billings had 28. St. Kilda.
Seb Ross played all right as well. Jack Steele played all right.
And we are back.
David Swallow played well with one leg. That's fine.
Whitfield is not having a good game, but you can't expect him to have a good game down back when the ball has been down there twice.
Alex Sexton, 4 goals.
Yeah, didn't do much else though, did he?
I mean, he's a forward pocket, which what else do you want him to do? Didn't he lead into Coleman or something?
Probably is.
No, he's not. Westhoff is with 5.
Oh, well then.
Oh, did Westhoff? Oh, he did kick 5. I thought he only.
Sexton will be our
second. Sexton's 3rd. And okay. McCarthy, 2nd. Well, they're tied 2nd.
See, I thought we were only going to kick 2 goals, though, but we ended up kicking like fucking 12 or something.
Disposals this week so far.
Dom Sheed in it. I had 38, didn't he?
44 for Tom Rockliffe.
Yes, Dom Sheed was very nice.
44 touches for Tom Rockliffe.
Yep, Matt Crouch with 40 and Dom Sheed with a 38. Marks, 12 to Ed Curno, 10 to Sicily, and 10 to Lloyd. Score involvements, 12 for Dane Zorko, 11 for Dustin Martin, and 10 for Pal Pepper.
Sammy Pal Pepper.
Tackles, 10 for Jack Steele, 9 for Sloan, 3 for Darcy McPherson. McPherson.
Jeremy Cameron's just kicked a sausage.
Contested possessions, 22 for Sloan, 21 for Cripps.
Caniglio's got 20. He's got 19 at the moment.
Jeremy Cameron's kicked 3.
Jeremy Cameron's kicked 3, has he?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
57 Supercoach points.
He's only had 5 kicks and has kicked 3 goals.
Whitfield's having an alright game, 50 points. Just after halftime.
Still, I'd prefer him to be having more, considering it is worth 500k. Well, Toby Green is about to have a shot.
Caniglio, 83 Supercoach points. Torino with 51. Tomlinson, 76. Deledio, 59. Heath Shaw, 51.
Okay.
52. Daniels, 44. Chair. Hopper, 64. DeBoer, 54. Davis, 74. Green, 51. Simpson, 45. Keith, 55. Taylor, 64. Fuck, it's fucked me
up. Toby Green's hit the post. What do you say? I was going to take Bond out of my team. I wasn't going to keep him in there. And I have, and he's gone and scored like 158.
Fantasia's having a cracking day.
Orazio Fantasia.
9 Supercoach points.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, the way the Dons have been playing.
GWS are flogging everything, flogging Dons in everything except clearances and clangers.
Well, you don't want to be flogging them in clangers.
Exactly, so they're going good.
Who's been the biggest disappointment in Supercoach this weekend?
Who's been the what?
Biggest disappointment.
Oh, let me have a look. In my team, who's it? Oh, Grundy was a pretty big disappointment.
I mean, he did give away 5 free kicks.
Grundy was bad.
Biggest disappointment for me, Tom McDonald.
Yeah, I don't know why you have him in your team.
His key forward wouldn't have him. Wouldn't pick him.
You don't ever have key forwards.
What did he even score?
Buddy and his inform.
59 points. Look, your biggest disappointment.
You only have a key forward that's cheap and he's going to do well in like the first round or two, get his price up, and then you get him out of there.
I mean, the biggest disappointment in my eyes is Sam Collins. Because his break even was 34 and he didn't get it.
Oh no.
Lance Franklin still did very fucking shit with 55.
Yeah, but he had touched the pill in the last quarter. That's about it.
That is 7 touches. True.
1 goal, 2. Didn't take his opportunities in my eyes. Tom Papley let down. Only 90.
Why do you have Papley? Wait, what do you mean 90 for Papley?
Yeah. Still a flog. Don't care.
What is only projected to score 1,808 points in Supercoach? Jacobus predicted to score
1,803.
I've got 1,983 projected. Hannah Mouncey in our league.
Hannah Mouncey
has fully scored with 1,678 points.
Fully?
Yep.
That every is very bad.
Hopefully Fife goes huge. Wait, who are they playing?
How do you check that?
North Melbourne. You can just see if you click on the team name, the full green circle means everyone's played in their team.
Will Fife get tagged today?
Are they playing North Melbourne? Yeah, there's a fat chance he'll get tagged by Jacobs if he's playing.
Oh, I have to have a look. Is he playing? Where is it?
Well, no, they dropped him. Never mind. He got delisted last year. Never mind.
Yes, that is a good point.
Thoughts on how Bev will go in our league?
Bev,
he'll be garbage.
Garbage?
I reckon he does nothing but spend time researching.
Look. I reckon he'll be pretty good.
Wait, that's a mark. Give it to him.
Thoughts on Footy Madness?
Scoot up. Madness.
Oh.
Yep.
Garbage. He's Richmond all over.
Yeah, absolutely. All Richmond players are expensive and overrated.
What about North Melbourne Van Doodle?
I reckon he'll be alright. He'll copy me team.
Garbage. If you don't let him see your Butters. Team, he'll be garbage.
I reckon he'll be Butters.
Alright then. Thought about Harry Brain.
I reckon he'll be good.
Garbage.
Lachlan McLeod?
Garbage.
Massive Cox.
Good.
Who's that?
Him.
Yeah, you'll be good. You'll probably take it out, to be honest.
What about...
Team name?
Such is Fife.
Garbage.
Yep. Back him in.
Actually, no, he'll be alright. If we're doing this on the weekly, he'll know who to kick just from us talking.
Team name, he'll be alright.
He should put a name in for his team because it's kind of annoying me.
No AirPod, he's top four. Ass.
Garbage. He'll be alright.
He will be the worst. Garbage.
Magic George is captain. Just a bit of banter there.
He has just missed a goal from directly next to the post. You suck. What? Who's the guy taking the kick out for the GWS number 29?
Hold on. 1 second.
Oh, let's have our top four for the Supercoach League then. Who's finishing
Zach
top?
Zach Williams.
Actually, go fourth to first in our Supercoach League.
In our Supercoach or in the AFL?
No, our Supercoach.
All right. First will probably be...
You got to go fourth from first. Fourth to first.
Fourth?
You reckon who's the top four going to be in our league?
Fourth?
At the end...
At the end of the year?
Yeah, at the end of the year.
All right, so fourth will be the Bev Show.
Oh, good call.
Third will be Jager Bombs. Second will be Goon Over Poon. And first is Massive Cox.
I think it'll be... I'm going to go from first to fourth, okay? I'm going to go Massive Cox. Then I'm going to go The Bev Show. Then Jager Bomb. And then Team 9.
All right. Well, I'll go on fourth. I'm having Such Is Boss snake into the four.
Such Is Boss is just going to listen to what you and I have to say and then just put in.
And then third, people. I'll have Jager Bombs.
Oh.
And then second, I'll have Team 9. And then Mass.
You don't think Bev's making the four?
Cox sitting on top, undefeated all year.
That is a fucking.
Undefeated all year. Undefeated all year.
That is a gutsy call.
Jeez.
Gutsy calls. Gutsy calls for the super coach.
I'll go undefeated.
Wait, how many make the finals? The top eight? Finals. Gutsy call. Whoever finishes in seventh will take out the Bev Show in second. The Bev Show will choke under pressure when it comes to the end of the season.
My gutsy call is Footy Madness.
Take it out.
Will not make the eight. Will not make the eight.
Who will not make the eight?
Madness and Hannah
it will be no air.
No,
my gutsy call now. I've changed it. No AirPod have an ass. We'll make the eight.
No AirPod have an ass. We'll not play finals Supercoach. The only way he does is if he sits next to bloody Massive Cox and just copies everything he does. But his team is already messed.
His team's all Richmond. He had rants in his team.
Yeah, that's Footy Madness.
Who's going to take it out, though? Who's going to take out the
Look, my gutsy call is Stan. I'm going undefeated, and I'll win the grand final by 400 points.
I think Massive Cox might take it out, and I think I will choke it to Goon Over Poon, and Massive Cox will beat. They will beat Footy Madness to get into the grand final, and then they will beat Goon Over Poon by 326 points. Just going to add that extra six, just to be sure.
You know what? I reckon Team Name's taken it out this year.
Team Name is not taking it out.
He will beat Massive Cox in the grand final by 5 points.
I feel like Andrew's not going to win the league this year if I get an injury in the team. Not me, because, you know, I'm not playing.
Yeah, look, I am likely to get an injury with Fife. But if Fife doesn't get injured, he is winning the Brownlow this year. And that is my prediction.
That's your Brownlow prediction?
Yeah, that is my Brownlow prediction.
My Brownlow prediction will be Matt Crouch.
No way!
The way he finds the pill. It is amazing.
No way.
He just finds it.
My Brownlow prediction.
Averages,
it doesn't matter. He's not
averages most touches. Yeah.
That's because Tom Mitchell's not playing.
Yeah, but he averaged more touches last year, didn't he?
No.
Nope. Tom Mitchell had the most disposal touches
Democrats
in a single season ever, by like 300. Yeah, Matt Crouch didn't
play all year. I was saying who averages the most.
Well, Matt Crouch is Butters.
Gun.
My Brownlow prediction.
Adelaide, a Lock Butters. Neal. Looking at that is a...
But I don't mind it.
You know what? That's not a bad call.
Hill.
I kind of like it. Oh, I kind
of
like it.
The last half of the year and beat Matt Crouch in the last round.
I'm just calling it now. If Pfeiffer doesn't get injured, he is scoring no less than 35 votes and taking it out.
That is a gutsy call.
That's a very gutsy call. I don't know if that'll work. Because he's playing in a he's playing in a low par team.
Yeah, and he is the best player in the AFL.
Low par ruckman, so he has to crumb off the other ruckman.
He is that. He do you know how big he is? He's 6'3". Yeah, but he's ruckman's
Rory Lobb.
And moves around like he's 5'11". Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He'll take everyone out. He will get the clearances. He will run around the ground. Kick three a game. Okay, maybe I'm pushing it there. But he will win the Brownlow. I am confident.
All right, then. Top four AFL. Fourth to first.
Okay.
Fourth to first.
All right. I reckon fourth will be the Geelong Cats.
Oh.
Third, I have the Richmond Tigers. Second, I have West Coast. First, Collingwood.
Don't mind it.
Okay.
It's all right. You go. So Jordan. Fourth. This is purely just list thing. We haven't seen enough yet in round one. This is a list. Okay. So fourth, of Adelaide.
Oh, that is gutsy.
No, Adelaide lost to Hawthorn.
It's just one game.
They were playing.
They lost to Hawthorn. Played very scrappy. Not go for Hawthorn. None of them booty.
I mean, that's just like saying. So you got Collingwood. Where are you? If you got Collingwood on top, they lost to Geelong.
Yeah, but Geelong's a class.
I do have Collingwood on top. Yeah, but Geelong is a good team. Geelong will play finals this year, and Hawthorn will not. Hawthorn will not play finals this year.
One game won't keep a team out of top four.
Oh, I could.
Well, I've got Adelaide sitting fourth. Third, I'll have.
All right.
Third, I'll have the Tiggies. Pies in second, West Coast, and top back to back for West Coast.
Back to back.
Even though they got dismantled last night, they'll get things back on track and they'll win back to back flags.
All right. From fourth. Well, without Rance, I think the Tiggs will drop to fourth. I think. Who else is gonna? Who's gonna finish third? No, West Coast might finish third, and it's second that I'm not sure about because the Pies have come first. The way the Dogs played the other night, they could be, but they will not keep that up all year. So I'm just gonna go out. I'm just going to say the D's. The D's are going to finish second.
Don't mind that.
I have the Pies winning the flag and the D's playing in the grand final, but losing because they're Butters.
Just got to.
Yeah, so that is my top four. That took me a while, but
coach points halfway through the set. Halfway through this
who?
Canelio. He's my captain too, so that's pretty good.
Oh, I hope Pfeiffer goes huge and just collect votes all year. Surprise all Australian?
I have one, but there's a lot of bias towards it.
Is it Rankin?
He's not flying for the first 2 months, so
yeah.
It's gonna be a half back. He took plenty of intercept marks today, and he had like 30 touches. He did have 30. I'll give you a net how much he has. He had 24 touches, 4 marks, 4 tackles, and kicked a behind from half back.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolute jet of the competition. Charlie Ballard will be all Australian.
Wowzers.
All right, all right. Jacobus, you got a surprise all Australian?
Hold on.
Gary Ablett.
Gary Ablett. Ooh, that would be a surprise because he's old as dirt.
Yeah, he's an 8-time all Australian.
All right.
Yeah, so it would...
I reckon.
7-time all Australian. Ow.
Hold on. Still looking.
Any danger?
He has been a nominee of the All-Australian. Does that mean he okay. made the All-Australian? No.
No, he's just... But who is it? Just say it.
Like Ben Stephen Shatton or something.
Coniglio.
That is not a surprise All-Australian.
It's just like saying Dangerfield.
Without Dylan Shield, he is more than likely to make it. That is not a surprise.
Yeah, but you never know.
I mean, he's got 24 touches halfway through the third.
That, it's, if he makes it, I would not right, be surprised.
I'll make another
one then. You know, I might go while you're done. I think with Geelong's midfield, I think Tim Kelly could be an All-Australian. Like
All-Australian last year or something?
No, he was not. He wasn't even in the final 40. But if you don't approve of it...
I mean, he's a... He's I can a, just come out and say. Surprise myself.
All right, I found one.
Do I dare say Sam Walsh? Do I
I'll
dare?
Be surprised, but he won't make it. Yeah. I don't even reckon he'll win Rising Star.
I don't know
Star.
What I was thinking there. What? Who's
if
better?
If he gets injured, he can't win it, can he?
No, I'd
what,
still
if
be
he gets
him.
Injured next week? And he had a shit game
yep.
the first week.
You think he had a shit game?
He didn't use it properly. You went out like fucking...
For your first AFL game, you had, what, 24 touches?
Yeah, but what
else did
at?
He do? 54%, 16 kicks though.
Yeah, but he was garbage. And...
In your first AFL game. First game.
54%, but that's not my... Nah, I don't rate it.
Did you see him in the JLT, though? He was going mental.
Yeah, well, JLT is a different language.
I'm exactly.
Lingo.
I just want to point out Pakenham won the Premier Grand Final.
Yep.
Poor Mitch Kammer.
All right, my surprise All-Australian.
Do you think
Buddy Franklin?
Patrick Dangerfield.
Jack.
Higgins. If you have Higgins, that's...
Billings.
Don't mind it.
Jack Billings.
Jack
ooh.
Billings.
That's back interesting. Again. He did get dropped. He got dropped to the VFL last year, then had 55 touches in the VFL and got called back up.
Today, he had 28 disposals at 82.
He's just looking at today's
no,
stats.
Still.
Yeah.
Still,
he'll be good.
At 82% efficiency. And he was half and half with kicks and handballs, so he's a very balanced player. I back him in.
What about the War Pedo? Will he make the All-Australian team?
No, he's got another year on him.
What about O'Meara? I think with Tom Mitchell out, he could star.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he made it.
You wouldn't, though? Would you? I think it'd be a surprise if he made it. O'Meara. He's never been the 40. I'd be surprised if he stays healthy all year.
No, he's made of glass.
He's made of glass.
Well, it doesn't help when then every time we go to Gold Coast, they start diving into his knee.
Well, look. He's a snake.
It is
was
he
better
that?
At Gold Coast than where he is at Hawthorn.
That is
you're pushing very it there.
Gutsy.
He is
a very good at Hawthorn.
He's played like 20 games, not even for Hawthorn.
He is very good. Sexiest player in the AFL.
Sexiest.
The real question is who is gonna win the wooden spoon?
Dogs.
That would go to your boys.
It's not
the who?
Dogs. Oh, I hate them. I hate them with a passion.
The dogs.
You think the dogs. How do you hate the dogs and how do you think they're coming?
They don't have a great forward line. And they have a very below par back line. And their midfield's alright.
Their midfield is pretty good. Just chuck the Bont in the ruck just to play with an extra midfielder.
Jimmy English.
He's not a ruckman. He's just a lanky prick that stands in the middle of the ground.
He is very not great at football.
Johansson didn't play yesterday, did he?
No.
How long's he out for?
No clue. Let's check the injury list.
All right, Lockie Keefe's kicked 3 goals to Jeremy yesterday.
So is Jeremy Cameron.
Ankle, still 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks. Well, I'll tell you what. If it comes close to it at the end of the season and it comes down to the Dogs and the Suns fighting for the wooden spoon, I back the Dogs in to make a late year push because they always play well at the end of the year for some reason.
I mean, Gold Coast have a great first half of the year and then we're just garbage for the rest.
Except Gold Coast's great form is everyone else's absolutely bummy form.
We were pretty good today.
You have the worst roster I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but we weren't bad today. We were pretty good.
But then again, the Pies have the best roster I've ever seen in my life and they lost. Nah, the Pies need like a big key forward, you know?
Yeah,
like they need Clokey back.
They have Cox.
Yes, but he's not.
He's good. I rate him.
He can take a mark, but if the ball hits the ground, he's not going to do anything. You need someone that's played footy all their life.
Name one bloke that takes a mark in a Hawthorn forward line. You kicked.
Just say Ben McAvoy
yesterday.
9
goals. You kicked like 90% of your goals off the just scrappy handballs to they just had a snap over their shoulder in the middle of the 50.
That's how we do it. But Ruffy can. Ruffy's garbage. Yeah, but if the ball gets to the ground, we're winning it a lot of the time in our forward line.
Yeah, because you have all these small guys.
Paul Piofolo.
Exactly.
Underrated.
What do you mean?
He's just rated, in my opinion.
We're talking about who's going to be Hawthorn's big forward, and you say Paul Piofolo.
No, you said...
Is he even 5 foot tall?
You said they get the ball onto the ground. They play it well along the ground. I said Paul Piofolo.
And they do. Yeah, you don't really see him like get the ball off the ground in a pack, though, do you? You kind of see him go and run along the flank and the wing.
Yeah, but he's still heavily underrated.
3-quarter time, it's like 50 points of margin, 47 points of margin. Caniglio has 25 touches. Whitfield has 22.
Whitfield's doing all right for someone that, you know, playing backline against a team that just scored over 20. Is he?
Like all year last year.
Oh, well, he's listed as a backman.
Supercoach.
On Supercoach. But he gets put like on the field as a backman.
Who's this?
And with this new thing, Whitfield, the AFL when that you have to start your six in your forward line, six in your back. So we'd have to start in the back line.
I mean, Dust.
That rule.
I mean, Dusty Martin was named a full forward for the Tigers and started in the middle on Thursday night.
Nah, but I don't know. The new rules in the AFL suck. The no runner rule.
GWS did abuse the fucking thing last year.
But like, I can't remember who said it, but someone said, let the runners run like along the boundary line and talk to them from there. Because if they're running on the boundary line, they're not really in anyone's way except for the boundary umpire. It's a boundary Bevo's umpire. A boundary umpire. No one gives a shit about them.
Bevo's a field umpire, isn't he?
Nah, boundary.
Oh.
Like, little pink dude running around. They're not going to hurt anyone.
I mean, they could. They could just start. They should take...
Nah, you need a runner. Take a
no-off out.
They could, but what are the chances?
You know who... Hold on. When I was watching the Hawks-Adelaide game, who actually played not too bad...
Who?
And don't want to fuck up his name, so I better. Where is?
How long have we been live for?
Wayne Malira.
It was wrong.
And that is
Adelaide back on
number 30. He was playing on the wing. He was actually playing very nice.
Very nice.
For how inexperienced he is, 44 games. He played probably the best for Adelaide.
The best?
44 games is a lot of games.
Sloan, without a doubt, was the best player.
Yeah, but Wayne Malira was probably the least scrappiest. He actually ran the ball well and shit, so backed him in.
Backed him in for what?
Last quarter about to start. Dawson Simpson in the ruck.
Is this the GWS home ground? What the hell? I never realised it looked like that. Their benches are massive.
Well, they have a lot of room.
Oi, another big forward that could get good, like that is not like great, but can improve, is Connor Nash.
Who is?
Some Irish bloke. Like, he's pretty tall, yeah. 197 centimetres. Back him in.
Oh, they've kicked another one here, GWS.
Oh, what?
Oh, what?
Well, that's Cornelio.
Oh, you got a free kick in the guard square. That's me skipper. That's me skipper, boys.
Why do I not have him as captain? For fuck's sake. Look at him, he's having a laugh. He does not care.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he won the Brownlow this year.
Yeah, without Dylan Scheel there. He's still got Josh Kelly there, though.
Josh Kelly been playing?
I don't think he is today.
No. It's his second goal, Cornelio.
So, the footy show. How bad is the footy show?
Don't watch the footy show, mate. I watch the front bar and the Bev show.
Yeah, the front bar is better than the footy show now. You know they got that wheelchair tennis player? Like, what does he know about football?
Yeah, well, they're just trying to get some stacks.
Like, I've played wheelchair football before, haven't I?
I have, actually. Kicked a snag, too.
I put you to sleep. Kicked the game well. By kicked, I meant handball, because you can't kick in the wheelchair basketball. Wheelchair basketball. Wheelchair football.
I just poured something in my cup.
Oh, let's talk Supercoach for rookies.
Dersma is a freak.
Dersma, I'd rather have Willem Drew, in my opinion.
What do you mean? He's a Willem freak. Drew. He was a freak for Gippy.
123,000.
Gonna be a freak in the
123,000, scored 103.
Callum Porter.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking good scoring ones.
Callum Porter been in the league for a year and hasn't even played a game.
Nothing.
Who's on your...
Why is Josh Kelly not playing? He's not listed as injured.
He's definitely still injured.
How was that Toby Green's free kick?
Milked it.
Because he kicked him in the face?
Milked it, didn't he?
He's not kicking this.
I reckon he will. He's a gun.
What's...
Oh, he's banged it. He has banged it.
I still don't get how it's his free.
Tim Taranto could be an All-Australian this year.
He's gun of the competition.
Gun of the competition.
What's your timer on? 18:30, mine.
45.
32. But I did leave after 10 minutes.
No, I'm not talking about your anchor one. On the AFL Live.
Oh, on the 18 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they kicked the goal. I'm watching it on my laptop.
It's about to be, just about to bounce it up.
I'm still in the Amy app.
Yeah, so
here we go.
Tap it.
The huddle.
What are you watching it on?
AFL Live app.
No, Jacobus.
That's like 2 minutes behind or 30 seconds.
Did you buy it?
No, because I'm a Telstra.
Oh, I might have to get over with Telstra just so I can watch the footy.
What do you mean?
Because Mikayo runs out on Friday.
It's only $25 a month.
Tip and Woody.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay that though. I kind of use it a lot. Like, I would pay for it, but I'm not.
Tip and Woody's down. He's hit the
got money bags.
Mate, you're so far behind.
No, he's not. Stop. He's right there.
I'd stop commentating if I was you.
Yeah, you're very far behind. Time is at
17:52.
My time is 17:45 right now.
Big old Kenny Leo.
The Toncasters. What was I going to say? I forgot.
I'm at 17:40 now.
Goddamn, 17:23.
Right, I'm not watching anymore.
How's me Supercoach scores looking? Canelio, 127. Whitfield, 85.
As if you got him captain and he's doing this.
And he's playing full forward, so he needs to get in the guts. Got it.
No, I'll leave him there. Let him kick like Hopper. Six.
Hopper's a gem. To the top of the goal square.
Just send it.
Where is Canelio? Is he there? There he is. I see
him. He is in the back.
Tommy Bell.
Oh.
Canelio?
What?
No, not him. He's at the back.
Carano.
He's flogged it.
This is
absolute murder.
It's over. I mean, it's been over for a while.
Judo Bust is going to be on top of the ladder. They're on 26 points, hasn't it?
When are we ending this podcast?
We can end it in an hour.
Jay's already sick of it.
Going to get any special guests?
Bev?
We could arrange Bev.
If we get Bev on here, guaranteed to get some fam.
Wait, if we start making dosh off this podcast, I'm spending it on KO Sports. I mean, to be fair, I think that is some financial expenses that didn't make sense. Some business expenses.
We're good in the guts.
We need it. Look at him. Sexy motherfucker.
I've met him personally.
Who?
Great kid.
You know, when I was actually alright at footy and I did a Dandy Stingrays camp.
That's a lie.
Oh no, Keely has kicked another one.
He's missed it. I kicked it.
No, I kicked it. How did you know to captain him?
Because I know my super coach.
Yeah, but how did you know he was going to do this?
I mean, he's playing a below par Essendon team.
How are they below par? They have one of the best midfields on the list I've ever seen.
Past his time. Zaharakis is 40.
They got Dylan Shield.
Dylan Shield, yeah, but he's not an inside play. Gets it from the outside.
Pussy.
Canelio is a freak of the competition.
Well, Canelio's getting 3 votes. Did anyone say him for Brownlow?
I said All Australian. Wouldn't be surprised.
Was he your... He cannot be your surprise All-Australian.
Oh, no, I said he wouldn't be surprised if he won the Brownlow.
Who did you have for your Brownlow?
Who did I have for my Brownlow?
Oh, no, Jacobus had, what's his face? The Whitfield. No, not Whitfield. The fire. I just
had Neil.
The lucky Neil. Yeah. I had Pfeiffer.
I don't even know who I had.
Oh, you had Crouch. Oh, yeah, Matt Crouch. Crouch.
I'll stand by that.
Couldn't even remember him. Yo. Hey.
Oh, my God. No way. Can he just kicked another? No way. Oh, he missed it. Someone's just left the call.
How is this going to be uploaded? I don't get it.
I wouldn't have a clue, in my opinion.
So, we're just filming this probably for nothing.
I think it's just going to see if I want to upload it after this.
I think it might go in your library or something.
Who knows? We're probably not going to get a view because we're not very professional.
Is this just a trial?
This is just a trial. I think we can call it a day if you want.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, then.
See you guys next week. In it. See you guys.
Bye.